So this is Alvin. I'm talking with Danielle, who you know, who is a pastoral advocate, who is very busy. So tell me what you told staff about the things you have coming up.
This week, I will be taking a Bible study out to the women at Faith House. I'm trying to integrate into that community. They've been coming to our church with a fair amount of regularity, and I think that we can do better and do more extensive pastoral care with them. So I'm going to try and do that.
Faith House is the ladies' recovery house of New Earth Recovery. And how many ladies are there?
I believe there are 6, maybe 7 women there now, with a few more that I am aware of in jail that are striving to be there also.
So there's a lot of overlap in your life.
Yes.
Ladies in jail, on the streets,
yes.
Faith House.
They need a safe place to go, and
right.
That is like the beacon of hope for them,
yeah,
in a lot of ways.
We love New Earth Recovery. We love what they're doing.
Yeah.
What do you have planned for that? What are you excited about for that Bible study?
So I have this little app, a devotional app called Pray As You Go, and they did this little story on the healing of the 10 lepers, and it just really got me thinking about the times in my life where I really felt like I had leprosy, like I was just completely in exile from family and friends and any community support that I could have had, like I had a disease. Mm-hmm. And I think that addicts can really identify with that in a lot of ways, so mm-hmm. It became a really relevant story in the jail a couple weeks ago, and I plan on bringing that to them this week also.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That's great. That's coming up.
Yeah.
Okay. And what is this Change Genesis Process project you have?
The Change Group, the Genesis Process, is a faith-based relapse prevention program that I've been through twice myself, and I'm a trained counselor in, but it's usually one-on-one counseling, but at Faith House, they're required to also participate in what's called a Change Group, where they pick, like the last week that I went was Judgments, when they do a teaching on it, and the women have to participate and do a little bit of homework, and I'm hoping to come and help Sarah a few times. Sarah Wevedo the Faith House director, teach that on places or things that they're struggling with that week or things that they're going through. You know, it'd feel good to help out a friend,
yeah,
and integrate myself into that community a little better and get to know the women better and, yeah, become part of their community.
So you'll get to be in the room with a bunch of ladies going through the Genesis process.
And that stuff is good for me, too, to do on
yeah.
a regular basis.
Okay.
And I'm reminded of that every time I'm around it.
Okay.
How much I need it, too. Yeah.
So give us a 30-second, what is the Genesis process and how brutal is it?
The Genesis process is, it's our stuff. It's your issues, the reasons, the trauma and the chemistry and the reasons that we use drugs or the reasons that we find unhealthy ways of coping.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, compulsive behavior, which can manifest in various different ways. For
mm-hmm.
a lot of us, it's a substance. For other people, it's TV or Facebook,
right.
or
activity.
Shopping, or, you know, it's not just drugs.
Right.
In other words,
anger is a good one.
Anger is a good one. But it just gives a lot of, it gives you tools and information about, and it helps you explore the reasons why you used, and it helps you explore the lies you've believed that have led you there and kept you there. And it helps just bring about liberation through Jesus and the truth that he has, as opposed to all the other stuff. So
that's awesome.
Yeah.
And brutal.
It's
so
really
necessary.
Hard, but it's really good at the same time. I mean, that's why we use, that's why we cope in unhealthy ways, because it's stuff that's hard to deal with. So,
what else are you doing today?
Today, I am sending out an end-of-year petition letter to our donors, because we have a very small gap in our financial fundraising to fill for the month of December and for the next year,
mm-hmm.
looking ahead. So we're hopeful that God will provide, and hopeful that we can bring on new partners that want to help out in the ways that they're capable of to this ministry.
It sounds like it's a realistic goal.
It's a very realistic goal. It is less than $600
that's
monthly.
Awesome. That's
so it's
huge.
Super, that's, you know, 12 people at $50 a month, or 24 people at $25 a month, or a one-time gift
yeah.
of 1,000. It's super easy to...
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
I'd be done with it.
It feels small, but it feels huge for us. If we weren't to meet that, it would be huge impact on our family and our
Which means you have so many donors that have partnered with you for so long already.
Yes.
And you only need a few more.
We only need a few more.
So listeners, pray for all the ladies at the Faith House. Pray for all the work that Kevin and Danielle continue to do. And if you're already a donor, think of other donors that you can ask to join you.
And thank you if you are already a donor.
Thank you so much. And Holy Spirit, move in all the hearts of all the people that we mentioned. Thank you, Danielle, for giving us a peek into your life.
Thank you.